Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Googling during that break. First of all, Linda Kearns will be on at 2:30. I think she's gathering information on this. Some of the news media, maybe possible fraud here and there. That's not what she said. They said 60% fraud, 2,500, and other counties. They're not coming on and saying possible without investigating this. And you heard what she said, news media. The wrong phone numbers, the wrong app, all that stuff going on here with massive amounts, 2,500 that we know of here and more in other counties. So let's just stop it already, right? I just wish the DA would point to where they're going to make. Now, we know the commissioner there, D'Agostino, pretty well. He's a Philly guy. We'll see if we can get him on in Lancaster County. He's been on the show many times before. He's part of this investigation. So if you're just joining us, the news just broke a little while ago. We played you some of the DA. That's where it is right now, telling us 2,500 dump right before the deadline. And then the issue of other counties, 60% fraud in the ones they've gone through at this point. How much of this is out there in Pennsylvania? You know how tight I think Pennsylvania is going to be. And who is it that is behind this? Hopefully, by the end of the day, they'll be a little bit clearer on that. But she was very clear about what's going on here. Now, again, I don't want to turn people. I'm saying this in regard to that we're on it. We have people on it, like in this case. As opposed to, let's just give up and roll over and then scream we were cheated. No, the thing to do is to be as proactive as humanly possible and then to go a little bit further. So by 2:30, I think Linda Kearns will have more of a handle through her sources on exactly what we see breaking here. And we'll bring you that. And we'll keep looking for other information on this, but that's what the DA has said so far, and that this is ongoing, and the headline is two other counties here. So whoever is behind this has been caught at this point, and now they're looking to see other branches of this. Love to get your reaction at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Simply push #1210. And as I said, we were scheduling Al Schmidt, the Secretary of State, for Thursday or Friday of next week. He was on Twitter with me yesterday saying he wanted to come back on because there's still more questions. Good. Maybe we'll do this on Monday, given this is just breaking as we're speaking. All right, and I hope you heard the president's outreach guy for the young males. That was good stuff. Look, I think these issues have been bubbling up with Republicans in one regard or another for a while. But the problem is you're not going to intrigue people with a Mitt Romney. Mention of that, buddy of ours. Great guy. He's now an editor at the Washington Examiner. You've heard Chris Tremaglia with me over the years. He's got a piece up today in which he goes back over the last 60 years and how many times Democrats in the media have called the Republican nominee or prominent Republicans Hitler or fascist, including Mitt Romney. Picture Mitt Romney going, who, me? How can you call Mitt Romney any of those things? Yeah, Mitt Romney. So is it any wonder at the 11th hour? By the way, I'm looking at Joe Rogan in the picture, Henry. Oh, maybe that's just one picture. He's got a tie on. I wonder if he wears that today with Trump. I don't think so, but...
Is it a red tie?
No, it's just a tie.
Interesting.
Yeah, for some reason, a tie on. That's why Stern put a tie on for Kamala Harris. You know what I'm going to compare this to? This is going to be kind of no holds barred. I don't think he's going to, you know, be savagely going back and forth with Trump, but he's certainly not going to curtsy like we saw with Kamala Harris, who will now not do the Joe Rogan interview. I think she's missing out. I don't think he would try to say, I don't think he has the ability to do that. And she's still scared to death that she's not going to do it. And Trump is right there. Trump wanted to do it. Rogan didn't want to do it with him. Trump is doing a rally in Austin, Texas, against illegal immigration and border crisis before he goes and does the Rogan interview. I don't think we'll be able to get it on the air today. Maybe Rich will have some of it, but certainly on Monday we'll break it down. But the breaking story we're on is this story of what's happening in Lancaster County with significant voter fraud registration. Okay? That's been caught. That's the part I wanted you to know. And that's a way to deal with this. It's got to be all out. All right, let me go to Mike in Chester County. And Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Mike, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call. I know you have a very busy day today. Seems like it just got a little busier.
Yeah, well, you know, and my intention is that to prove the point, we're on top of this. We're catching it. Now, this DA has to follow through. We got to chill these people involved in this fullest extent of the law. If that's 5 or 10 years in jail, go for the absolute fullest and make that known. That's what's going to happen to you.
I couldn't agree more. I live in Western Chester County, but I work in Lancaster County. And I don't remember what 4 years ago it was. I think 15, 16 points for Trump, right, in Lancaster County.
I don't have that county in front, but that seems about right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, huge, huge conservative county.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank you. I've never considered doing a very early mail-in balloting type situation. But, you know, I got to thinking after listening to you for years and especially, you know, recently pushing the early vote and Scott Pressler on social media, I decided to take the day off today and drive down to one of the Chester County satellite offices, which was at the Oxford Library down in Oxford, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Very, very good experience, I'll say. They don't have a lot of parking there. It's right in the little town of Oxford. But I was able to grab a meter parking, so people should grab some quarters and head down. You walk in. There wasn't really anybody kind of at the entrance, but everybody, all the other voters that were there were very helpful. Hey, grab an application for a mail-in ballot. You fill that out. That takes about a minute, minute and a half. You walk it in. You give it to the ladies there. And then they call you when you're ready. Now, I think it was a very busy time when I was there. When I walked in, there were probably 30 or 40 people.
Right, right.
And I waited probably 40 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe 40 minutes, probably less, because I think I was out of there in 45 minutes total.
Well, that's great, Mike. And Mike, you don't know how that makes our day when we hear listening to this, because look, I did my mail-in ballot, as I've said. It killed me because I want to show up and vote on election day. But the strategy is so much here to let them chase these low-intensity voters, not people like you and me that are going to vote. You know your vote is banked. And the inspiration of this early voting of Republicans across the country, even the media is covering that, that makes the other side cringe a bit. It's all psychology.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'll tell you, as we were standing there, you know, we're all... Unlike my normal polling day, you know, I'm not outside in the elements, which today is a decent day. It was a little cool this morning, but we were all down. And, you know, you walk in, you walk down to the basement, and you're indoors. You know, we're all kind of talking to one another, and you're hearing other people's conversations. It seems like the great majority of people that were there, this is their first time ever doing a mail-in ballot. Mm-hmm. You know, ever doing this, which kind of tells me, it made me feel good. You know, I don't bother asking people who they're voting for or how they lean, but I really think it was a lot of conservative votes.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for that report. I can't do a better job of saying that's exactly it. I really appreciate hearing that. I know how difficult it is. We know all the difficulties. Now we got a significant fraud issue from Lancaster County right in front of us on our watch. So we're going to try to piece this apart for you. Linda Kearns is making, you know, her connections just as this broke at 2:30. So I'll see about Ray D'Agostino, who's a South Philly guy. We've had him on several times. He's a commissioner there. It is, I think, yeah, two Republican commissioners, one Democrat. I think the DA is, yes, Republican. I know I've had her on once. So maybe by Monday we might be able to get her on. I just hope she comes up with naming names here on who was involved, because the thing that got me, they said they know of two other counties now they've been in touch with. Are those counties smaller counties like Lancaster County? Or are they Philadelphia? You know, that's always my suspicion, like it or not, Philadelphia. We'll see. But we're on it. It's breaking around us. And we'll go from there. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, good afternoon. Yes,
hey,
Gary.
Dom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You do have your hands full today.
Yeah, this is a big one.
You do have your hands full today, Dom.
Yes.
I'm going to bet that the other two counties are going to be Berks and York County. That's my guess.
Oh, okay. Well, Berks.
And my guess is, what are the odds on FanDuel? Because they're the most Latino on this side of the state. That's my guess.
Okay. Well, look, York is Tom Wolf country. And Berks is a highly, you know, aggressive sort of county. But I'm going to bet on Philadelphia just to keep it interesting, Gary.
Reading, it's because of Reading and York, by the way. I'm sorry, oh, yeah. Reading and Hazleton.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, Gary, who's your person to coach a youth team or high school?
I will. Do you have a date? I wasn't able to listen yesterday. Do you have a date for McDonald's in Feasterville yet?
No, nothing. I'm meeting with them on Tuesday, we hope to, Gary, so I'll let you know soon.
Hello?
Yeah, thanks, Gary. It's a little bit. I'm sorry, Gary. Got to go here.
Always with his phone, man.
I know.
This is a good call, too. It's the
fourth
part.
Oh, he's a great
call.
All right, I'm going to put him down because of the effort. Scott Presler, he said.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that Scott Presler would be a great coaching the youth team. Thank you. We register that for him, so put him down for that.
Got him.
All right, 855-839-1210. Love to get your reaction. We played you the DA. I'm going to see if we can get Ray D'Agostino on. If he's available, he'll come on and tell us what he knows. He's one of the commissioners. The DA, I'm sure it's going to take us a little while to get her on. Linda Kearns, our election integrity, is, I'm sure, in touch with all kinds of RNC and everything else. And we'll bring them, if they want to come on too, and tell you the significance of this. All that we know is what the DA told us. 2,500 ballots suspicious, dumped near the end, 60% fraud at this point. At this point, could be more. And two other counties that they know of where there's a similar pattern there. Now, how is this kept under wraps? And all? I mean, this is, you know, this is a big story because if it happened anywhere, we're nervous about all this stuff. By the way, another voting case here. We have a federal judge saying that Virginia cannot remove, I believe the number is approximately 1,600 non-citizens from the voter rolls. I didn't get to the voter rolls yesterday with Al Schmidt. You got to understand, we gave you that nugget yesterday that at midnight, we're going to get a sense, there's going to be an official announcement of how many ballots, mail-in ballots, are still uncounted across the state. That's by law. So we'll have that for you here at Talk Radio 1210. And I didn't know that. You got to understand how many things are going on with this, how arcane these laws are. I had in front of me yesterday 50 scripted questions. And as I'm going along with Al Schmidt, I'm trying to hear him. And then I had him color code it, you know, like third and one, ask this, that kind of thing. So I still have at least 25 that are prime questions. But now this voter fraud allegations by the DA when it comes to registration. So we're not even at the drop boxes. We're not even at election night. were at mail-in ballots or people trying to get to be registered as a voter than to vote multiple times appears to be what we have. Now, this is pretty massive and insidious. This is really at the heart of it. I keep emphasizing, though, the system caught them. You can't roll over and be in a fetal position. When something like this happens, you know my response. It's not to go, oh, gee, it's to fight harder, if possible. In other words, it's to push even more against this, rather than to whine and say, I guess we're going to lose again. That's not happening. That's not what I see out there. This is not 2020. We have the players on our side. We have the best. And I can assure you in Philadelphia, Joe DeFelice, Kevin Kelly, who I know really well, friendly with, they are the best at pushing back on this. Now, the other side, they got their players too. They know what their game plan is. We know that. So that's where the battle is. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, Dr. here, Dan O'Show. Welcome in. So we have a judge ruling that suspected non-citizens can vote in Virginia. That's being challenged. Youngkin's not going to give up on this. And we have this voter registration significant fraud thing out of Lancaster County. We hope to speak with the commissioner, but we're going to speak with Linda Kearns at 2:30 today. And this voter registration thing, there are countless stories out. Here's one from NBC, how Democrats' voter registration advantage eroded in Pennsylvania, what it means for 2024. They talk about the number of Democrats that have, in addition to new Republicans, but Democrats that changed their registration. You know, that's a big step when you change your registration versus, I just let it as Democrat, and then I can vote for the Republican if I want to. So that indicates something's been afoot. And Scott Presler has been the leader here, turning Bucks County, turning Luzerne County, and some of these others that are out there. By the way, President Trump, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, apparently is going to be at the Penn State-Ohio State game at Penn State. That is one of the biggest televised, biggest ones of the year. I think they get 105,000, 110,000 people there. Another major event. I think that Trump has a momentum right now, and unless we see something unusual, and again, it's been an unusual race, it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. And stuff like this, with this voter registration fraud announced by the Lancaster County DA just about an hour ago, is big news. And she did say, if you're just joining us, they know of two other counties where this investigation apparently is going underway with the same suspect group or whoever it is that was engaged in this. So, you know, we're starting to see numbers here that they're looking at least, of maybe 5,000 to 10,000 voter registrations that we know of at this point that they're looking over. That's significant. In the most significant state at the most significant time. So let's see who's behind this, who was paying them, and exactly what happened here. All right, our side question today, it's Bobby Knight's birthday. Hit us with that all-time coach you'd like to see for your kids' team. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey, who just coming back from the big debate this morning with Trump and Kamala Harris, debate two, the only place in the country I know where those two debated a second time. Hey, Joe, welcome in. How was it this morning?
Hey, Dom, I got to tell you, you guys, your radio station can throw one heck of a party every time with guaranteed. It was fantastic.
Great.
And I was telling Dawn, and I finally got to meet her, and what a sweetheart she is. Your radio station has brought friends together. You know, I'm good friends with Chris Eppolito, right?
Oh, yes.
He's a good contributor to your show. I grew up as the crow flies a mile from Chris. Never knew he existed. And thanks to your radio station, me, him, and a couple others have become very, very good friends. So what you're doing there is it's incredible. I don't even know how else to put it. It's just, it's incredible.
Well, thank you, John. As you know, I say that all the time, 37 years of doing this, what they don't get. Sure, politics is in the center of this, but it's the relationship. It's a caller like you. It's Joe of Exton. I never would have met Joe. He's been out there all this time.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, we come on your show as, you know, nickname novelties, but we feel a family connection that you know, that you guys generated. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Joe.
I want to go back earlier in your show, and I said this to you before. Bruce Springsteen, I'm an ex-Bruce Springsteen fan going back to the mid-70s. As the song says, I was one of those kids huddled on the beach in the mist, looking for that everlasting kiss. This guy, everything he said Kamala was for and was going to do for us, is what Trump has done for us.
Right. When he said the middle class, that's the line I think, you come on, give me a break.
No, yeah, I mean, how can anybody buy that? It's ridiculous. And again, I think I've said this to you before. You know, if I was ever face-to-face with that guy, I'd ask him one simple question. You hated Ronald Reagan. What do you think of Ronald Reagan now, you know, 40, 45 years later? What do you think of the guy? Why don't you keep your mouth shut and really
see it? I'm right here if you want to ask me a question right now.
Jim Kelly, right?
You know what? Here's the problem, you see. You know,
answer that, Bruce. Answer it.
Answer it right now. You just need to shut up. You know what I mean? And I'm going to go on my long rant. And, you know, you're asking me why I don't like Ronald Reagan. I'll tell you why. Because he tried to take Born in the USA.
There you go.
You know, I don't care what you think, because I got millions of dollars, and I got a wife, her name is Julianne. I didn't like her, and I had a plan.
All right, Joe, when it comes to Springsteen, we got to put him back in a box here now for a little bit. It gets crazy.
Well, you know, Joe brings up a good point, and so do you, Dom, because going to that Don Trump junior event.
Yeah.
And just seeing all the people that came out to support, and the fact that Earl would actually drive Joe of Exton
and make sure that he got there. Yep.
And just the camaraderie around talk radio, and just some of the things that happened in my almost 25 years of being here. And I remember you telling the story a lot of when you did your first day shift, and you asked a question about Thanksgiving, and the phone lines just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, it was Reisman Pretzels, too.
It was Reisman Pretzels. Or just some of the times when we're here after Thanksgiving and the phone lines are lit like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's
not all about politics.
It's
an indescribable thing you do. You got to experience it. And I've brought more and more friends with me like other people do just so they can experience it. You know, it goes beyond words. It really does.
Hear you, Joe. Joe, who's your person with the little league
team? Well, I changed. Unless somebody else picked it before I did, I'm going to go with Herb Brooks from the Miracle on Ice.
Ah, yeah. Okay, very inspirational.
The guy, he put his team ahead of him, and he taught self-esteem before he taught hockey. And it's an intangible, and you probably know that better than I do as a teacher. If you teach a kid self-esteem, he will listen to you. You will have his attention beyond a kid's learning, attention span.
Gotcha. So thank you, Joe. Have a nice weekend. Thank you, Joe. Got to roll here a little bit. That's a side question today. Think of somebody. Think of, smaller children, too. Think of a woman. There are several women out there. It doesn't have to be a coach. Gary of Newtown had Scott Presler. It can be some figure, though, that you think would reach kids in an athletic, any sport, any age level. All right, 855-839-1210. And again, moments like this, I live to be on air when stuff like this is happening. We're seeing this unfold in Lancaster County, where we're talking about a significant voter registration fraud that's been unveiled by the DA there. And again, Linda Kearns, I don't think was in the loop. Well, no one was. This was coming down. She's processing it, our defensive coordinator. And hopefully we'll have her on at 2:30 to break down what she's hearing, the significance. Now, what's going to happen is there's got to be, first thing, there's got to be an all-out intense look at voter registrations that have come in. vis-a-vis this outfit, whoever it is that's involved with this. Maybe it's already underway. I think we would have heard about it. As the DA said, two other counties. And you heard Berks and York thrown out there. Okay. You know, could it be Philadelphia? If it is, now we're really off to the races. And all I can assure you is we will do our best to get Al Schmidt on. You're going to hear Linda Kearns talk about the development here in Pennsylvania and what this means. I don't know what it's going to mean yet. I don't know of anything that's going to change here per se with this. Where the tea leaves lead with this group that was involved allegedly in this. Now, nothing's been named, so we don't have that. She didn't do that. It is making national news. People are starting to get on this because, look, if it happened in Colorado or something, you don't like it, but that's, you know, no one's going to, Republicans aren't going to win Colorado. But this happening here, where this is the most pitched battle in the country, bar none, huge, huge news. We'll keep the side question going, too. And don't forget, Tom DiBello, the commissioner over in Montgomery County, he's uncovered that the Mr. Softy truck voting ban is headed to the Montgomery County prison, the county prison today. They should arrive, we hear, at 2 o'clock in a half hour. He'll be at the front gates giving us a play-by-play. They're looking, apparently, for, according to Linda Kearns, two ballots they might be able to get. Think about that. Think about these progressives always lecturing us. The guy that leads the stone-cold rising progressive star, which means a menace. He's been to the White House to talk about getting out the vote and all this other stuff. Think about disabled veterans. Think about people coming off a hard shift, maybe at a factory, a lot of them. The convenience of this. Why not do that? Why is the prison so high on their list? Well, we know why. We know what they're after here. We know what they're going to be posing. But I just want to make sure I get the word by word from the head guy, the head commissioner over there. Is the rest of the media, nationally they do, and I've told people there's interest, they're covering it. But locally, do they think this is something appropriate to have the Mr. Softy truck with the pop-up out there and prisoners? $143,000. I hear a staff of 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Hey, for years, I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements. After making their omega-3s a part of my daily routine, from supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact your bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She said, triglycerides are at an all-time low. This increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have gone away. They've decreased. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com.
Remember, prescriptions require an online consult.
Remember, use that code OMEGA50. It's OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right, it is Dom time. We have Dave McCormick in the on-deck circle, but Linda Kearns is always our go-to in this. The big story that's going out there nationally, Lancaster County, pretty significant mail-in registration, voting registration form, fraud, maybe in a couple counties. I want to get Linda on to find out what she thinks about it. What does she hear? Rather than waiting until 2:30. Is she there? Okay. 855-839-1210. That gets you a line. Side question today. Bobby Knight's birthday. So Dan was in on this one. Let's come up with somebody to coach your kids' team. Let's go to Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210. Never a dull moment, Linda. Thanks for jumping in.
Sure, Dom. What did you're pretty sure didn't tell me. What did you want to ask me about?
Okay, this Lancaster County story that's been consuming us, where the DA did say there was significant voter fraud, voter registration fraud. They think it's an organized group. 60% of what they checked that didn't look right was fraud. And two other counties they have knowledge of are involved in this.
Okay, you know, Dom, I'm aware of this story and I'm following it. And I think what voters need to know is this is an example of our processes working. I've been on your show a lot.
Yep.
Our system is not perfect. But this shows, everyone asked me, well, how, are they checking IDs when you register to vote? Are they verifying these applications? This shows that they are. And in presidential years, sometimes we have groups out there that are trying to register a lot of voters. And sometimes, you know, they get incentives for registering a lot of voters or trying to get a lot of applications. And then a lot of junk gets sent into these counties that they have to process. But they found, you know, a lot of, it looks like they found duplicates. It looks like they found they were matching the signatures from the mail-in ballot applications in the SURE system. And it looks like they were seeing that these applications looked you know, suspect. They were matching the driver's license numbers, and they didn't match with what PennDOT said, and the Social Security numbers didn't match. So this shows the system working. So I hope that this story gives voters confidence that we are working towards making this as fair of an election as possible. There's always going to be bad actors, Dom, always. But this shows that we're working to bring them to justice.
Well, I'm on top of it. But doesn't it also show there are bad actors out there? We have people doing this when the media doesn't want to acknowledge this. And they say just a handful. And Linda, to me, this DA was pretty clear. Two other counties involved, too.
Right, right. And actually, you know, Dom, I'm sitting in Luzerne County today because I came to Luzerne County and I met with the director of elections. And the reason that I did that is because there's a lot of stuff online about Luzerne County is behind and there's all these problems. So I came here and I sat down with them. I sat down with the director of elections. I sat down with the solicitor and I went through everything. I got a tour of where they're processing all the applications. And I'm here to report to you. And I just got out. So really, you're the first one hearing this. Is that all of their voter registrations have been processed, and I eyeballed them myself. So there's no more outstanding voter registrations in Luzerne County, no matter what you see on Twitter. And they had reported that they had about, I think they had over 5,000 mail-in ballot applications that still needed to be processed. But when I sat down with the election director, what I found out was the reason that most of them haven't been processed is because there's problems with them.
Right.
They didn't include a driver's license number, or there was a duplicate, or somebody asked for a mail-in ballot and wasn't even registered to vote. And I said to the county director, I said, look, release that information. I said, because when you say you still have 5,500 that need to be processed, people think they're just sitting on a desk somewhere. But what you're telling me is they've all pretty much been processed, and now you're waiting on the voter. I said, so let's just get the real information out there.
Linda, parting question. I want to be precise. Al Schmidt, going to try to get on a Monday now because of this voter registration thing. He asked to come back on again, which is great, third time around. And your expertise and one other party I rely on, because you guys know this stuff, I'm convinced, as anybody in the world. On midnight, what has to happen by statute? I want to be clear on this on election night for listeners about the mail-in ballots. What has to happen?
You know, Dom, I was listening to him, and I listened to what he said, and I read the statute. I think I sent the statute to your producer.
Yes.
What the statute says is by 12:01, so that would be midnight, each county has to post how many mail-in ballot and absentee ballot applications were received.
Okay.
Not necessarily the results so far. And Al had it sounded like he had implied that they're going to have to post, you know, what they've counted so far. So the statute is very specific. It says they have to post how many they've received in total. And that's going to be good information to have because then we'll know how many are outstanding. And at the RNC, we're not going to know from that day, any that were dropped off that day, but we will pretty much know the breakdown of what was requested. requested. So we'll know how many Republicans were requested and how many Democrats were requested. So we'll definitely have that information on Election Day. And here at Luzerne County, I asked the county manager, I said, look, you're going to be counting ballots. When are you going to release the mail-in ballot numbers? And she promised that she would release them as they're counted. So they're going to be counting all day on Election Day. And as soon as they're permitted to release, they're going to release them in batches, you know, what they've counted. So I'm hoping that because we've asked so many questions over these last 4 years, even though we couldn't get all of our statutes changed, I'm hoping these election directors understand that this type of transparency is really going to inspire faith in the process.
Linda, great as usual. Please, at any moment, ring the bat phone here. We want to hear from Linda Kearns.
Dom, I want to tell the voters, if you go to request a mail-in ballot today at your election office and the last day to do it is Tuesday, it takes time.
Right.
You could be there a few hours. It doesn't mean there's something the matter. It's a long process. So just if you're going to do it, just block out the afternoon because you might be there for a while, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Why is it worth it, Dom? Because we're going to put President Donald J. Trump back in the White House. So it's going to take time. I just want your voters to know that.
Thank you, Linda, very much. All right, a short break, and coming up, Senate candidate Dave McCormick with a lot to report on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. We're waiting. Here he is on Senate candidate Dave McCormick with his breaking news and a poll that is usually not friendly, in my view, to the Republican side, Franklin and Marshall. It's a dead heat. And in poll after poll, in some, we have McCormick leading now. Why is that? Why this close? And can Casey get away with telling us he likes some things about Donald Trump? What do you mean? The Hitler? He likes some of those things? Is he set? Dave McCormick yet? Oh, here he is. Okay. Let's go to Senate candidate, closing with a big surge, Dave McCormick. Hey, Dave, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Very well. Dave, so as you know better than anyone, because you've actually run for office, I just try to quarterback it here. Franklin and Marshall, and I'm friendly with somebody there, but over the years, I've always thought they skewed toward the Democrat side. You know, polls skew one side or the other. And yet, you're right there with Casey at this point.
Yeah, listen, since Labor Day, the polls have consistently tightened. I think what's happening is that people are starting to pay attention, and they see that this is a really big choice, both at the top of the ticket, a choice between strength and weakness and common sense policies versus a radical liberal agenda that Kamala Harris is promoting. But in my case, it's a vote between against change. You vote for me, which is change, or Bob Casey, which is the status quo. And you know my background, Dom. I'm a business guy. I'm a seventh-generation Pennsylvanian, a West Point grad, a combat vet. I am the outsider. And Bob Casey's been in elected office for 30 years, 18 years in the Senate. And he's a guy that when the bullets start flying, he ducks. He has not been a strong leader. But he's voted 98% of the time with this radical Biden-Harris agenda that's led to skyrocketing prices, led to the fentanyl crisis, a law and disorder in our cities, you know, the war on fossil fuels. And so that's the choice. And I think as Pennsylvanians zoom in on that, they're starting to move pretty quickly in my direction, which has been great. It's going to be close, but I feel a lot of momentum.
Oh, without a doubt. So much so now that with all the Hitler der Fuhrer talk out there, Casey, Baldwin, and maybe the guy in Ohio that is a Democrat, all are running ads saying they agree with the Hitler. You can't write
can
this stuff.
It?
Who's Dave? Wait a minute. You have a mole there. You have somebody advising Casey to do this. Come on now. Admit it right here on the show. Give me a break. Give us an exclusive. Come on.
It's too good. It's too good. And, you know, so Sarah Casey ran a border ad where he was standing in front of the wall that President Trump built that he opposed. Then he runs an ad where he, after he says Kamala Harris is ready to be president, he runs an ad where he embraces President Trump and said he was the independent, even though he votes with Biden and Harris 98% of the time. So I think that's a sign of desperation. I also think these, you know, vicious negative attack ads against me are a sign of desperation. The Washington Post just analyzed one of his ads where he said I was going to cut Social Security and said it was a completely fabricated ad. He got four Pinocchios from the Washington Post, which isn't exactly a conservative newspaper. So I think this is all indication of the thing that we're all seeing, which is the tide's turning. People are looking for change. I'm the change candidate. They're coming my way. And I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, which is go as hard as I can every day, make sure I hold Senator Casey accountable for his voting record. You know, we need, you know, the voters need to fire Bob Casey. He hasn't delivered. But then also run a positive message about who I am, what I can bring, the kind of leader I'll be. I'm going to fight for Pennsylvania. I'm the agent of change. I don't owe anybody anything except the people of Pennsylvania, if I'm honored to be put into office by them. And I'm excited about it. I feel like we got a real path to victory here.
Well, without a doubt, what I think you bring to it, aside from policies, we know that Casey, nice enough guy over the years, but to one of your points that you've said on the show before, and I think privately, look, this guy is a backbencher. There's no energy there. Pennsylvania is one of the three major centers with fracking, with energy. It might be the second biggest player. It should be a senator from Pennsylvania, ought to be someone that everybody is courting coming after because of how prominent the state is. I mean, look at Shapiro as governor. Let's give him that.
Yeah.
He is somebody. I can't take it away. He is somebody that grabs at stuff. Bob Casey, for us, does none of that.
No, just as I said, he ducks. He's I call him Punxsutawney Bob because my mom is from Punxsutawney, mm-hmm. and he pops his head out for 6 months every 6 years when it's election time, and he's not out there being a real leader for Pennsylvania. I agree with you on Governor Shapiro. He and I disagree on many things, but he's a formidable person, which is also why I think just tells you where the Democratic Party is, that Kamala Harris didn't select him as her VP. It's hard to imagine that was at least in part due to the anti-Semitist wing of the Democratic Party. And this is, again, where you're looking for leadership. Bob Casey, who says he's strong on Israel, says he's going to fight anti-Semitism, endorses Summer Lee, who is an avowed anti-Semite, congresswoman in Pittsburgh, my congresswoman. This, you can't have it both ways. In times of crisis, you need people that stand up and lay out a leadership position, moral courage. Bob Casey just hasn't done that. And I think that's what Pennsylvanians know they need. And that's what I'd bring if I'm honored to be elected.
Dave, I know you're traveling. You got Lehigh County events and all that coming up. Have you seen the story out of Lancaster County that's significant, where the DA, who I know there, has just announced, well, an hour ago, that significant voter registration fraud, they were suspicious. They've stopped it, they believe, but they're analyzing it now. It was 2,500 or more. Plus, they said the tentacles of this go into two other counties.
You know, Dom, I honestly just hopped on the bus. I did not read that story, but it doesn't entirely surprise me, and it's why we need to be so vigilant. And so we've got, you know, legal teams. We've got 5,000 election observers. We have to play whack-a-mole here. Wherever there's the tiniest evidence of any inappropriate behavior around voting, we got to hit it quickly. We got to take the right legal remedies. We got to make sure the law is being followed, and make sure we get a fair election. And obviously, I'm worried about that. We've invested a lot in my campaign. The RNC, President Trump, has invested a lot. They're most worried about Pennsylvania. And I'm confident there's a lot of resources and focus on it, but we got a big problem. And the only way to solve it, the only way to make us all confident, is voter ID.
Yep.
It's the most basic thing, Dom. The most basic thing. Senator Casey has voted against voter ID. The simple idea that if you get on an airplane, you have to have an ID. If you cash a check, you have to have an ID. But to exercise the most important right you have as a citizen to vote, you don't have to have voter ID. And that's why fraud, like what you describe, is possible. We have to fix it, and that'll be one of many things that I fight for on day one in the Senate.
I know that you will. A website for all things Dave McCormick to help. What do you do?
DaveMcCormickPA.com. I really hope your listeners will go there. And what I think they'll see is a campaign that's about a clear set of ideas. No one should wonder what I'm going to fight for on my first day of the Senate. And, you know, we're getting outspent by a lot of money. So if anybody can chip in with a little help, we'd sure appreciate it. We're running against the Democratic machine. We're running against the dynasty, Dom. That's what somebody told me the other day. This is
exactly
what do you think about the dynasty? And you know what I said, Dom? I said, you know, the thing about dynasties, at some point they all come to an end. And I'm hopeful and optimistic that this is the moment for the KC dynasty to come to an end.
We are too. Dave, thank you. Thanks very much, as always.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yes, the Roman Empire. Bob Casey. Asleep. What the heck happened? How did barbarians get in here? Come on. All right, coming up, Tom DiBello, Montgomery County Commissioner, is at the prison gates as the bus comes in to get those prisoner votes. The Mr. Softy truck will get to him. My friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 51st year with their annual anniversary sale now through the end of October. Save on better water for your entire family. The Giordanos have enjoyed crystal clear drinking water for years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. Great opportunity for you. We love it. And the Martin Water family, conditioning family, they're incredible to work with. Wait until you see the impurities they get out of water, how thrilled they are to provide that. Save up to $500 on select systems for your home. Want to improve your drinking water? Martin's offering $100 off the Kinetico K5 reverse osmosis system. If you purchase a water softener, you may be eligible for a free Kinetico salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18, 48-month financing available to those who qualify. Save now through the end of October. Don't miss out. These deals are mutually exclusive and won't last long. Visit martinwater.com. Schedule that free water test today. martinwater.com.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.